It's Thursday, May 19th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea is the second worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Any North Korean caught following Jesus is at immediate risk of imprisonment, brutal torture, and death. An estimated 50,000 to 70,000 Christians are imprisoned in North Korea's notorious system of prisons and labor camps. The government, ruled by the Kim family, views Christians as the most dangerous political class of people. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, explained how spiritually dark it is in North Korea.
Years ago, I was in North Korea. What a strange, dark place. They have prison camps the size of Washington, D.C., where people are put away for their whole life. They're murdered slowly. This is North Korea, an incredibly dark place. When a place is so dark, do you know what happens to people? They have an insatiable hunger for light. They want to know the truth. They want to know, what is the meaning of this life? Where do I find the light?
International Christian Concern buys time on a secular South Korean radio station to broadcast the gospel into North Korea.
That's why we broadcast the gospel into North Korea. And so years ago, we started working with a secular station. We carved out time for Christian stuff. So we do scriptures, we do gospel songs, Bible readings, whatever it is, but it's just Christian content going over a secular station. We purposely chose a secular station because the North Koreans have an incredible hunger to know what's going on in the outside world and to know what's going on in North Korea. There's a complete news blackout. This station does that. They're giving them news of North Korea and news of the outside world. And then we sprinkle in Christian content. Now that's really cool and it's really effective. And you know, when the North Koreans come out, when they escape and they're interviewed, they mention the station, they know about this station, we know it's working.
If you'd like to help fund this radio outreach into North Korea, you can give through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In Romans 10, verses 14 and 15, Paul asks, "How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." In the tight GOP primary race for senator in Pennsylvania, Dr. Mehmet Oz has pulled into the lead. The host of the former TV show Dr. Oz has 416,783 votes. Dave McCormick, an investment company CEO, has 415,543 votes. And Kathy Barnett, the pro-life